Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. This morning on I've Heard That Song Before, we're going to mark the beginning of Black History Month. We're going to pay tribute to the massive contribution that was made to jazz and to popular music by Black singers and musicians. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll listen to recordings from a small cross-section of some of the wonderful Black performers from the US, Britain, and Canada who graced the airwaves and recording studios in the first half of the 20th century.
Lost my heart while stealing a glance, taking a chance, trying romance. But when your eyes hang off that danger sign, ooh, kickeroonie, I never had a yen for making a date, meeting at 8, staying out late. But when you put your sweet, sweet lips to mine, ooh, kickeroonie, this is one time I can't say. It's just one of those things. Since my heart spends all its time tied to your apron string, I never had a yen for taking your arm, holding your charm, buying a farm. But when you put your sweet, sweet lips to mine, ooh, kickeroonie. One of those things, since my heart spends all its time tied to your apron string, I never had a yen for taking your arm, holding your charm, buying a farm. But when you put your sweet, sweet lips to mine, ooh, kickeroonie. Ooh, kickeroonie, that's all.
Nat King Cole with Ooh, Kickeroonie from 1950, song that he wrote himself along with Billy May, the great band leader and arranger. And he was featured there with his trio. He had formed the trio in the 1930s, and they played in Los Angeles during that decade. And in 1943, the trio signed with Capitol Records, and they stayed with that recording company for the rest of their time and for the rest of Nat King Cole's career. He was immensely successful for that record label and, of course, for himself as well. Well, his trio with his lineup of piano, guitar and bass was quite the innovation at the time of the big bands, and it subsequently set the style for a whole host of other jazz trios. Well, we're listening this morning to Black or African-American performers, and I think we actually have some British performers as well, to kick off our celebration of Black History Month here on I've Heard That Song Before. This morning we're featuring some of the African American singers who were popular during our period. We're going to go now to one, you heard her a little bit at the very beginning of this program. I do apologize for that miscue. They happen occasionally. We'll try not to have that happen again during the program. It was, in fact, Georgia Gibbs. And we'll be hearing her next. She was a very versatile singer, and her career had begun in the late 1930s, went on and for some decades. She started out singing with some of the popular big bands of the time and had her first hit, Absent-Minded Moon, with the band of Artie Shaw. She was apparently billed at the time as Freda Gibson and changed her name, professional name, a little later. She also went on to do radio work, signed with Majestic Records, and did a lot of touring. We will hear her with the number written by Floyd Hunt that she recorded in 1947, Fool That I Am. Then we'll go on to one of the big voices, Billy Eckstine, As Long As I Live. We will hear from him from 1951 with a number written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, As Long As I Live. Well, he had been, he was an early entry to the music world. He'd started out singing at the age of seven and was in his 20s was hired by Earl Hines to join his orchestra. Billy Eckstine formed his own band in the 1940s and did a lot of singing with it and also some playing. He was proficient on the trumpet, the trombone, and the guitar. Well, he did spend a lot of time on the charts and had a lot of hits. We will, as I say, hear from him this morning, As Long As I Live. And after Billy Eckstine, we'll go on to one of the jazz greats, one of the legends, and that is Miss Billie Holiday. Certainly a vocalist of talent and style, and hers was perhaps not the most orthodox approach to singing jazz. In some ways, she was rather ahead of her time, but her popularity and reputation as a jazz singer has certainly stood the test of time. Aficionados of jazz and pop regard her as one of the best female performers. We will hear her from 1937 from the legendary Columbia recordings that she made with Teddy Wilson and his friends. And we will hear her with a number written by V. Lawnhurst and Mr. Seymour. Please keep me in your dreams. And here again is Georgia Gibbs.
Fool that I am for falling in love with you. Thinking you loved me too. You took my heart, then played the part of little coquette. My dreams just disappeared like the smoke from a hoping you'd understand. is goodbye, but I still care. Fool that I am.
I can't live to love you as long as I want to. Life isn't long enough, baby, but I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Maybe I can't give you diamonds and things like I want to, but I can promise you, baby, I'm gonna want you as long as I live. I never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. What if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promised you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live. Never cared, but now I'm scared. I won't live long enough. That's why I wear my rubbers when it rains and eat an apple every day, then see the doctor anyway. And what if I can't live to love you as long as I want to? Long as I promised you, baby, I'm gonna love you as long as I live, as long as I live, my love to you, as long as I
song that I'm singing. Please keep me in your dreams. My kiss, it seems, must have told you. My heart you'll borrow until tomorrow. So please keep me in your dreams. Thank you.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this being February, we are celebrating Black History Month here at the station. And on the program, we are listening to some of a tiny selection of some of the wonderful recordings made by African Americans during our period. We'll be doing this throughout the month. And this week, we're celebrating on some of the wonderful singers who graced the airwaves and the records back when. We've just listened to Georgia Gibbs, fine singer with some of the big bands. Fool That I Am is the number she brought us from 1947. Billy Eckstine of The Great Voice from 1951 with As Long As I Live. And the wonderful and lovely Billie Holiday with Please Keep Me In Your Dreams, from 1937, with Teddy Wilson and friends, and I believe that featured, some of the musicians featured on that, included not only, of course, Teddy Wilson on piano and Cozy Cole on drums, who were there almost every day that Billy was in the studio, but a fine trumpet from Jonah Jones and Ben Webster on tenor saxophone. Well, on to our next group of singers, and we are going to go now to Maxine Sullivan. Perhaps not a household name in jazz singers, but a very fine one nonetheless. And she had a very long career of performing and also, fortunately for us, recording. She'd been discovered by pianist Claude Thornhill and recorded a lot with his orchestras. She worked on Broadway and in film and went on to have a very successful solo career. Performed a lot with her husband John Kirby and his group. We're going to hear Maxine from 1937, same year as the song we've just heard, with a George and Ira Gershwin number, Nice Work If You Can Get It. And Maxine does nice work of that one. Then we're going to go to one of the loveliest voices in popular music, Sammy Davis Jr. He's certainly recognized as a brilliant entertainer, some to say the greatest ever. He certainly was multi-talented, equally at home, singing, dancing, and acting. His many talents, ironically, though, seemed to somehow to mask the fact that he really had one of the best singing voices and styles. And he's lovely to listen to both the big splashy numbers and the sweet ballads. We're going to hear him from 1955, the number written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. This had been recorded about 10 years earlier by Frank Sinatra, and I noticed the two often recorded each other's songs, and Sammy does a very lovely version of this one. Then we're going to hear from Dinah Washington, always a favorite of mine. She had a vocal style that covered, what a range of music. She could do blues, jazz, she could also do popular standards. Her voice was noted for its slightly gritty texture, but also for its clarity and phrasing. She sang a lot with the band of Lionel Hampton and then made her recording debut in 1943, and all the hits came in quick succession over the next decade. We're going to hear her with a Jerome Kern number, accompanied by Quincy Jones and his orchestra, They Didn't Believe Me, from 1956. And we'll hear from Maxine Sullivan first with Nice Work If You Can Get It.
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the wonder, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
I carry is handsome, it's worth its heartache in ransom. And when the twilight steals, I know how the lady in the harbor feels. Sunny weather, I'm just as blue as the sky. Since love is gone, can't pull myself together. Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Friends ask me out, I tell them I'm busy. Must get a new alibi. I stay at home and ask myself, where is she? Guess I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, reminder of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget about her. I gave that treatment a try. Strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day she passed me right by. Oh, well, yes, I'll hang my tears out to dry. Dry little teardrops, my little teardrops, hanging on a string of dreams. Fly little memories, my little memories, reminder of our crazy schemes. Somebody said, just forget about her. Well, I gave that treatment a try. And strangely enough, I got along without her. Then one day she passed me right by. I guess I'll hang my tears out to dry.
Wonderful you are. They didn't believe me. No, they didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your curly hair, they're in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest thing I've ever seen. Oh, and when I tell them, I'm certainly going to tell them that I'm the girl whose boy one day I hope you'll be. They'll never believe me, no, they'll never believe me, that from this great big world you have chosen me.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
It's official. It's tax time again. If you want help filing this year, call and make your appointment with DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 28 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping independent business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 251 Bank Street at Cooper, Suite 502. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933. That's 613-235-3933.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are starting our celebration of Black History Month here on the show and listening to some of the fine African-American singers who flourished in the time period from the 20s through to the 60s. We just heard from three of them, and very lovely ones. Maxine Sullivan brought us the Gershwin standard, Nice Work If You Can Get It. Sammy Davis brought us Guess I'll Hear My Tears. I keep saying that. Guess I'll Hang My Tears Out to Dry. And Dinah Washington brought us They Didn't Believe Me. Well, for our next two performers, we're going to go back a ways, back to the 1920s, to two of the very early performers in the African-American community. We'll hear first from one of the great blues singers, some say the best. She certainly was one of the first and one of the most respected, and that's Bessie Smith. She began recording in the early 20s, soon had her own show and a contract with a major record label, which was Columbia. She worked with many of the top musicians of the day and earned the respect of everyone she worked with and millions of fans. We're going to hear her from 1929 with a number written by James Cox, and I know you've heard this one before. It's a very famous one. Bessie does a wonderful bluesy job of this. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. Well, we'll follow up Bessie with one of the top Black jazz artists of her era, and that was Adelaide Hall. Again, perhaps not a household name, but very popular in the period between the two world wars. However, her contribution, as I say, not a household name, her contribution to music has since become a little bit overlooked, and we're going to try and remedy that on the program. She worked on Broadway in her youth and with Duke Ellington, moved to Europe in the 30s, where she ended up settling in London, and she and her husband had a very successful nightclub there. Well, she was a jazz singer who could also do pop standards, and she also appeared on Broadway in her early days, in particular in the show Blackbirds of 1928, where she performed the song we will hear today, I Must Have That Man. She recorded it first with a group called Lou Leslie's Blackbirds in 1928. We're going to hear the number she recorded 4 years later in 1932 with the great Duke Ellington. It's written, of course, by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, I Must Have That Man. We'll start with Bessie Smith and Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out.
Once I lived a life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend, no place to go. So if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till them eagles grin. Nobody knows you when you're down and out. In my pocket, not one never get on my feet again. Then I'll meet my long lost friend. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. Nobody knows you when you down and out. I mean, when you down and out.
In the 1930s, Adelaide Hall with Duke Ellington from 1932, I Must Have That Man. Before that, we heard from the great Bessie Smith, Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out, from 1929. My name is Stephanie Robinson. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here broadcasting from the University of Ottawa, celebrating the start of Black History Month, enjoying some African-American singers from the period from 1920s through to the to 1960. Well, we're now going to go to one of the most famous African-American singers and one of the loveliest, and that has to be Ella Fitzgerald. She had a long and very successful career as a jazz singer, and she's been called the First Lady of Song, and many commentators consider her to be the best female jazz singer of all time. Certainly the tone and quality of her voice are marvelous. And put together with that lovely sense of swing and wonderful delivery, she's a constant delight to listen to. And we feature her a lot on this program, and we'll certainly continue to do so, and we're going to do so in just a moment. We're going to hear her with a number from 1956 from one of her songbooks, and in this case, it's the Rodgers and Hart songbook, and Ella Fitzgerald and Rodgers and Hart is just a beautiful combination made in heaven. We'll hear her with their number Little Girl Blue, not one of the more famous numbers written by the team, but lovely nonetheless. After Ella, we're going to hear listen to another black male vocalist, Johnny Hartman. Now, he was a very smooth singer of ballads in the 50s and 60s, started out in the 40s, I believe. His style is a little reminiscent of Billy Eckstine. Well, Johnny Hartman made his professional debut in the 40s and started performing with Earl Hines and later with the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band. And he went on to create a very fine collection of jazz recordings over his career in the 1950s and 60s. We're going to hear one from the 1950s, from 1956, in fact, written by the great songwriting team of Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, I See Your Face Before Me. And then we're going to go over to Britain, to actually the 1940s, and hear from one of the black performers who was very popular there. He actually came from Grenada and went to New York City in his teens, and then to Paris and settled in Britain in the 20s and I think 30s. His name is Leslie Hutchinson, and you've certainly heard him before. He certainly has a lovely voice, and he was a very accomplished pianist. And when he finally settled in Britain in the 30s, he became a very popular cabaret attraction performing in London. Went on to record and performed on television and radio right through to the 1960s. We're going to hear him from 1947. The number written by the very wonderful French songwriter and singer Charles Trenet. A very famous number written by Charles Trenet. Leslie Hutchinson is going to bring us his version of La Mer. We will start with Ella Fitzgerald and Little Girl Blue.
When I was very young, the world was younger than I, as merry as a carousel. The circus tent was strung with every star in the sky. Above the ring I loved so well. Now the young world has grown old. Gone are the tinsel and gold. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Old girl, you're through. Sit there and count your little fingers. Unlucky little girl blue. can count on is the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. No use, old girl.
In a world of glitter and glow, in a world of tinsel and show, the unreal from the real thing, it's hard to know. I discovered somebody who could be truly worthy and true. Yes, I met my ideal thing when I met you. I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me. You are my only theme. It doesn't matter where you are, I can see how fair you are. I close my eyes and there you are, always. If you could share the magic, if you could see me too, there would be nothing, nothing tragic in all my dreams of you. Would that my love could haunt you so, knowing I want you so. I can't erase your beautiful face before me. I can't erase your beautiful face before me.
Leslie Hutchinson with the classic number La Mer from 1947. Before that, we heard Johnny Hartman, not one of the best known of the male vocalists from the 50s, but one of the loveliest, and we must feature him more often on the show. From 1956, he brought us I See Your Face Before Me. And we started out with Ella Fitzgerald and Little Girl Blue from Rodgers and Hart. Well, we're almost at the end of the show, and we've got there a little sooner than I expected, so I'm afraid we're not going to quite get to all of our music today, but we have one more for you, and we're going to hear from Lena Horne. What a wonderful career she had. We lost her last year, and she's a great loss to the music world and the entertainment world. Wonderful, wonderful singer. Very home at home on the popular standards and a very fine jazz sense as well. We're going to hear her from 1955 with one of the great Cole Porter numbers, It's All Right With Me. Here's Lena Horne. ¶¶
it's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. The wrong face, not his face, but such a face that is all right with me. The wrong song, the wrong style, the wrong smile, not his smile, but such a smile that is all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right with me.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.